Welcome to Hume. My name is Darren. I hope today, as you listen to this podcast, it will encourage you, it will give you hope and better understanding of what we are about to talk today. Today, I'd just like to talk about a crutch or a god. I tell you what, my workplace is never dull. If you want to be challenged as a Christian, come and work with me. And probably I'd be challenged if I went to work with you as well. It is the best place to be. People stretch and challenge what I believe with things they say and do. It causes me to have a good look at things that I consider the truth. I like it because it forces me to see if I have built my foundations on the right rock. A few years ago, I had one of my boss's sons approach me out of nowhere, and he said to me, "Religion is just a crutch for people." I was taken back by that comment, so at that point I did not pursue the conversation. I just let him go back to work to do whatever he was doing, and as the day went on, that comment was starting to really trouble me because I was not sure about how to go answering it. I knew in my heart it was not a totally true statement, but I could not put my finger on why. Since then, I have prayed about it and asked God to show me the truth in the matter. So, is a crutch a problem? So first of all, let us clear one thing up. Do we as a people have it all together? Have we solved all of life's issues to the point where we can now sail off into the sunset and live happily ever after? Do we not have character flaws and situations outside of ourselves that we cannot control, and those situations do affect us deeply? Are you a person that seeks to control and manage everything on your own? Or do you seek help of other people by discussing these things with them? Does the word crutch offend you because it sounds weak? Or would you prefer to use a more comfortable word like help or assist? Well, to be honest, there is nothing wrong with seeking a crutch. After all, we have had at some point needed assistance with something. There is nothing wrong with needing help. It's a normal part of life. It does not mean you are weak. It means you clearly see a problem and you need assistance with that problem. It would be foolish to do otherwise. And remember this, crutches are only for a time and not forever. That is why we have each other and God. So let us go a little bit deeper with this question. Let us shift the question a little. The real question is not, do we need help or a crutch, but is there really a God? Is not God something that man has made up so that we can have somebody to go to for comfort and hope? That is a very good question. So does God exist? How do I know that there is a God? Where do we look for evidence if there is a God? Well, firstly, this planet has a very old book called the Bible. Some of this book is over 3,000 years old. It is full of information about a God who created this universe, and it records his interactions with the people of this world. It actually claims there is a God who was there at the beginning and who is apparently still around today. This old book, which has been put together by many authors, has a person behind it which all the authors point to. And according to these authors, this person who they call God should be the most important figure in everyone's life. These authors want you to have a better understanding of who and what this person is all about. So the Bible claims there is a God. What proof does this book offer us that he exists? And does this proof go beyond this old book and still exist today? So the Bible must have a universal theme through it, a theme with a clear message from start to finish. When I browse through the Bible, I have noticed one very important aspect. This God is constantly interacting with people. And not only that, this God encourages and seeks relationships with all sorts of people. So that means if we are to look for the main evidence for a God, then we are to look at the people who claim to have this relationship with the God of the Bible. Even though the Bible does declare there is evidence in the sky above and on this earth below, it does not really push it as the main evidence for a God. It does not mean not to look at those places for evidence. It is saying to find this particular God, we all need to seek him from our heart. According to the book of Jeremiah in chapter 29 verse 13, it says this about finding God: "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." In other words, the evidence reveals itself when you truly seek God with all your heart. I also find it interesting that many atheists who seek to disprove God have actually found the opposite proof in their seeking and end up believing in this God. Even though their seeking was intended to prove the opposite, it was their true desire of seeking that opened their eyes to a real God that exists. Also, there are testimonies of people who are in other religions, some of them who have never even heard of the Bible God, who have been deeply seeking the truth and not really knowing what their truth is. And while they were seeking, out of nowhere, the God of the Bible reveals himself to them in all sorts of ways. So the key to finding this God and the evidence for this God is in the seeking from the heart, and the driving force behind the seeking should be a desire to know what the truth really is. I notice in the Bible that people who interact with God and develop a relationship with him, it causes their lifestyle to change. Their understanding of what good and evil changes, their attitude towards other people changes. In other words, a true relationship with this God changes a person in such a way that this God's character rubs off on the person involved. This means that this God of the Bible is relational and has the power and ability to interact with all who seek him. And because this God is an actual person, then you'll never truly find this God in the rocks of this earth, in any science, studying the universe, or even looking at nature with this amazing array of beauty. All of these things are the fingerprints left behind from God thousands of years ago. And fingerprints are a good thing, especially for scenic people. It tells us there was someone around. But to find God, you must first speak out a word. Use your voice. That is why you have a voice to communicate with. And this God wants you to seek him with the voice that comes out of your heart and mind. When you pick up the Bible, that is God's voice to you through the authors who faithfully wrote down everything for you to read, hoping you will see and find the person behind this book. In the book of John, chapter 17, verse 3, it says this: "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So, the hard evidence of there being a God comes out from the interaction between us and him, because he wants a relationship so that you may know him and his son, Jesus Christ. Let me put it this way. Two blocks away is a house that you walk past every day when you go to the park. This house is always neat and tidy with a lovely garden, but you have never seen anyone at that house. You assume someone lives there. The garden is always beautiful and tidy. The house looks well kept. You have even now and again tried to peer through a window when there was an opportunity, but nothing to satisfy your curiosity. Well, you can just keep walking past that house, studying everything around it, but it will never answer that nagging question that you desire to know: does someone live there? I tell you what to do. Go and knock on the door, because I am sure there will be a person on the other side of that door, and maybe a person that you will have a long-lasting relationship with. So it is with God. You can look around this whole universe, search every place on this earth, and analyze everything that you see. But until you stop and sit down and speak with your voice and ask and seek God, your question of God will never be satisfied. So I encourage you all, if you want to know and find out if there is a God, get this ancient book called the Bible, read it, go and knock on God's door. You will not be disappointed when he answers and opens a door for you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is part one, because on my next podcast, I will talk about more evidence for God, but from a supernatural angle. because many people I have talked to have had strange experiences in their life that they cannot get their minds around. And so it leaves them wondering what is really on the other side of death. So I like to talk about that in my next podcast for more evidence. Thank you for listening. I hope it has made your day. And if you want to leave a comment or say something to me, please do. Take care. God bless. Thank you. Bye.